This is Senator Al Simpson. With the Gulf crisis in the Middle East, the establishment of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve has proved to be a pretty darn good idea. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, it seems America did learn a little something from the oil embargoes of the 70s. We planned, developed, and constructed an oil petroleum reserve that now has 590 million barrels of emergency oil stored up in easily accessible caverns. But no thanks to you, chum. When the price of oil was at rock bottom a few years ago, you and your Democrat chums from New England had to be dragged kicking and shrieking to go for a plan to fill up the reserve with cheap oil. There was no reason in the world why we shouldn't have pumped a billion barrels of oil into the reserve. But now the price of oil is off the chart, and filling the reserve would now cost two or three times as much. Ted, that 1 ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Just one more good reason why we need to adopt a sensible national energy policy, but you're too provincial to ever help us.
Al, you've got it backward again. I support the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. I oppose the Reagan administration's attempts in the 1980s to stop filling the reserve and reduce its capacity. You voted for those short-sighted proposals, Al. Fortunately, Congress rejected them. We insisted on expanding the reserve and filling it faster to protect our supply of oil against another cutoff, like the Arab embargo in the 1970s. The reserve now has a 3-month supply of oil, still not adequate, but enough to buy time to deal with a crisis that disrupts our supplies. The reserve is also useful when oil prices are soaring. Last month, under heavy pressure from Congress, President Bush finally did the right thing. He authorized a test sale of oil from the reserve in an effort to stop greedy market speculators from driving prices higher. If the price gougers don't get the message, Al, the president should crack down even harder. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.